The Dashwood sisters face a cruel twist of fate when their father dies, leaving them nearly destitute. Despite his deathbed plea to his son John to provide for his stepmother and have sisters, John's manipulative wife Fanny gradually convinces him to reduce their support to occasional gifts. Forced from their beloved home, Norland Park, the family relocates to a modest cottage in Devonshire provided by a distant relative. 19-year-old Eleanor and 17-year-old Marion embody the novel's central tension. Eleanor possesses strength of understanding and coolness of judgment, governing her feelings with remarkable self-discipline. She's the family's emotional anchor, carefully considering others' feelings while maintaining her composure. Marion approaches life with unbridled enthusiasm, whether in poetry, music, or love. As Austin writes, Marion's sorrows, her joys, could have no moderation, and she prides herself on this emotional authenticity. Their contrasting personalities reflect Enlightenment debates on reason versus emotion. Eleanor embodies the pragmatism necessary for women with limited options, while Marion represents romantic ideals of authentic expression. Yet neither approach is presented as wholly right or wrong. Each sister must learn from the other. Eleanor needs to express feelings more openly, while Marion must temper emotions with reason to avoid self-destruction. Before leaving Norland, Eleanor forms an attachment to Edward Ferrars, Fanny's brother. Though neither handsome nor accomplished by society standards, his genuine nature and preference for domestic comfort over ambition win her heart. At Barton Cottage, the sisters meet Colonel Brandon, who at 35 is considered almost elderly by Marianne. Despite his attraction to her, she dismisses him as too old for romance. Everything changes when dashing John Willoughby rescues Marianne after she twists her ankle in the rain. Handsome and sharing her passionate interests, he seems the perfect romantic hero. Their relationship develops rapidly, suggesting an engagement, though none is announced. Meanwhile, Eleanor faces heartbreak upon learning from Lucy Steele, a calculating young woman, that Lucy has been secretly engaged to Edward for 4 years. Bound by her promise of secrecy, Eleanor suffers silently while Lucy reminds her of this claim on Edward. The sisters handle emotional pain differently. Marianne openly expresses anguish when Willoughby suddenly departs, while Eleanor conceals her suffering about Edward's engagement. Aren't we all, in some way, caught between these impulses to reveal or conceal our deepest feelings? The novel critiques a society where marriage represents women's only path to security, with financial considerations often outweighing affection. Willoughby abandons Marianne to marry wealthy Miss Gray due to his debts, having already seduced and abandoned Colonel Brandon's ward, who bore his illegitimate child. Edward faces disinheritance when his mother discovers his engagement to the socially inferior Lucy. Despite having no profession or income, he honorably maintains his commitment even when his inheritance transfers to his younger brother Robert, demonstrating integrity despite an imprudent youthful promise. The novel depicts a society valuing appearances over reality. The Middletons maintain a fashionable household without genuine taste. Mrs. Ferrars prioritizes social position over her son's happiness. John and Fanny Dashwood justify selfishness with empty talk of duty. Even Lucy, initially appearing devoted to Edward, ultimately marries his newly wealthy brother, revealing her mercenary nature. Against this backdrop of social hypocrisy, the Dashwood sisters' values stand out. Though they've lost their comfortable position, they maintain integrity and compassion. Eleanor fulfills family obligations despite private heartbreak, while Marianne never compromises authentic feelings for social advantage. Communication lies at the heart of the novel. The sisters represent contrasting styles, reflecting broader social tensions. Marianne believes in unrestricted expression of feelings, breaking conventions with passionate outbursts, while Eleanor practices careful restraint. Their approaches highlight how women had to master disguised sentiments to navigate society effectively. Theatricality permeates the novel through dramatic confusion and staged scenes. Marianne proves a terrible actress because she cannot maintain the social facade expected of her. genuine emotions consistently break through any pretense. In contrast, Eleanor maintains a divided self, controlled externally while privately processing intense emotions, demonstrating the emotional labor required of women in polite society. Secrets drive the narrative. Edward and Lucy's concealed engagement, Willoughby's hidden seduction, Colonel Brandon's past love, and Eleanor's silent suffering. Each secret carries significant consequences that ripple through characters' lives. Yet discretion sometimes serves a necessary function. Eleanor's decision not to reveal Lucy's engagement protects Edward's honor and maintains crucial social bonds. The novel reaches an emotional crescendo when Eleanor finally reveals to Marion that she has known about Edward's engagement for months while maintaining composure. This moment powerfully contrasts with Marion's dramatic expressions of heartbreak. Marion's shock at discovering her sister's strength marks a turning point in her understanding. That deep feeling need not always manifest as dramatic display. Marianne's near-fatal fever serves as both the culmination of her excessive sensibility and the catalyst for transformation. After Willoughby's rejection, she indulges in emotional suffering, refusing food and sleep. Her illness, brought on by imprudent walks in wet weather despite warnings, mirrors her unchecked emotional extremes. During recovery, Marianne acknowledges her folly, encouraging Willoughby's intimacy without formal engagement, sharing private correspondence indiscreetly, and indulging grief to the point of endangering herself and distressing her family. She resolves to emulate Eleanor's fortitude, finally recognizing her sister's approach as strength rather than coldness. "My illness has made me think," she tells Eleanor. "I saw in my own behavior nothing but a series of imprudence towards myself and want of kindness to others." This transformation matures her sensibility into wisdom. She retains her passionate nature while learning to govern impulses with reason. Her marriage to Colonel Brandon, whom she initially dismissed as too old and sedate, symbolizes her new appreciation for steady affection and moral worth over superficial charm. Isn't this the journey we all face? Learning to balance passionate impulses with thoughtful consideration of consequences, not just for ourselves, but for those who love us. Jane Austen's first published novel resonates because it addresses fundamental questions about balancing emotion and reason, distinguishing love from infatuation, and maintaining integrity in a manipulative society. The novel's psychological insight elevates it beyond romance or social comedy. Austen's precise portrayal of characters, from Willoughby's self-justifications to Lucy's calculated maneuvers to Eleanor's stoic suffering, reveals her profound understanding of human nature. Her characters feel authentic because they contain contradictions and complexities that mirror our own experiences. Sense and Sensibility offers hope that personal growth is possible. Marianne learns to temper excessive emotions while preserving essential passion, while Eleanor discovers that expressing feelings doesn't mean losing control. This message of transformation through self-awareness resonates across eras. In our age of curated social media, alongside calls for authentic self-expression, Austen's exploration of navigating between restraint and emotional honesty remains timely. In The Dashwood Sisters, we find mirrors of our continuing struggle to live with both sense and sensibility, to feel deeply while thinking clearly, to be true to ourselves while remaining connected to others.